Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, what an eventful 24 hours for the Penguins. Let's start with Tyler Kennedy, Penguins Stanley Cup champ, Penguins analyst. Let's start with the big news, Tyler, that about a half hour ago, the Penguins placed Tristan Jarry on waivers. Your thoughts?
Well, one, it's, you know, I think after last night, after kind of the whole year as a whole and everything he's went through, I think it was time for him to be put on waivers or just move on in general. I just think, you know, he's been struggling for a couple years now trying to find his game. And it was time, you know, especially this time of year. Like, these are extremely important games. And, you know, Tristan Jarry, I think he's a good goalie. He just couldn't find it here, you know, because he went to an all-star. He does have talent. He does have the skill. But I just think he needs a change of scenery. He needs a fresh start.
Well, he's not going to get it because the waivers thing is just going to send him down to the American League, Tyler. No one's going to take that contract. So he's just going to be stuck.
You never know. When you look at the other contracts around the leagues of top, you know, quote-unquote starters, they're making $11 million, some of the top guys. And he's making, what, $5.5 million? That's what some backups are making. So I don't know about that. I think you might get someone to take a chance. But even he went down to AHL and found his game. You know, the biggest thing, guys, like when you get put on waivers, it's a gut shot. You know, it's hard on you because they're pretty much saying we don't want you. You know, it's hard on your confidence, and it does affect you. And, you know, on the other side, like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So I think some other goalies have went through this, and hopefully he comes, you know, out on the other side, bigger, better, and stronger, and a better goalie. But just being put on waivers, guys, it's tough. Doesn't matter the money you're making, it's tough. You know, I haven't been put on waivers, but I was traded before because I wasn't doing well, and it's tough on you.
TK, I want to know this: how you say change of scenery for him sounds like it's going to be what he needs to try to harness whatever he can be in the NHL. How much blame do you put on the Penguins, the guys skating in front of him, and the style that they have played really for a very long time for some of his struggles or any of his struggles?
Well, when we think of when Jarry came in, that was kind of at the start of the downslope after they won, right? We kind of put all of our eggs in a bucket. We won the two cups. Then he comes in, and they just don't have as strong a team as they did in 16, 17, 18, you know. So they definitely didn't help him. And you look at last night, like some of those chances, like Oleksiak's goal coming down Broadway with no pressure, guys kind of like trying to get out of the way, like get a body, try to get a stick. You know, I don't think they really helped them, but
But I don't think he helps them by giving up a goal in the first shot in every effing game, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's played well. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, hey, but I don't think the Penguins have helped him either. I think the management, you know, bringing him back after a trip, sending him down to the A, trying to, you know, he's had his chances and he hasn't recovered, you know. So now it's like, okay, now it's time to trade you. But, you know, when you think of the beginning of this year, like how many 2-on-1s did the Penguins give up in, you know, the first month and a half?
A million, yes.
But, you know, again, that's a tough start for a goalie. But when you think of how many goals in the first shot, like
six.
That alone is like mind-boggling. Being a player and getting behind the eight ball right away in a game, it's just like, oh, here we go.
Is that
again.
A mental
like,
thing when you see it happen that much?
Bad.
TK, when you see a guy have that many first shot goals, how much of that to you as an observer is mental versus physical?
It's got to be mental, you know, because you can see after they score, he is like in his own head. You can see in his eyes, he's trying to like do like almost like mental like training where he's like, okay, it happened, big deal. You know, you can see it in his eyes. He's trying to figure out how to get back to playing, you know, a goalie for the rest of the game. And, you know, I think he was in his head a lot, especially after the two or three, you know, first shot, first goal. Like, that is hard to overcome. And especially with hockey, like, what's so good about it is, like, when you're on a hot streak, you can stay on a hot streak for a while. But when you're on a bad streak, it goes the same way. It's hard to get out of that bad streak unless you have, like, a break, like a Christmas break or, like, you know, this Four Nations break. You can kind of break it a little bit. But those roles of, you know, the roles that you get on during the year, they can last a long time. You know, you look at O'Connor. He struggled for, like, what, almost 30 games not scoring? Like, you get in your own head, and it's hard to get out because you do play a lot of games.
Tyler Kennedy, Penguin Stanley Cup champ. Tristan Jarry being sent down really through waivers. We'll see if a team claims him. If they do, I think the Penguins would love that because it would open up a lot of money for them and give them a fresh start. TK, thank you so much. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, boys.
There you go.